Hi, I'm Antoine Taylor, and welcome to The Mission, where we are dedicated to helping you encounter God through Scripture. I welcome you to another edition of The Mission Podcast. I am your host, Antoine Taylor, and I am so happy that you're tuning in. We are now talking about a great topic today, but before we go into the topic of today of stewardship, I want to talk about the presidency with Donald Trump winning and what this means for us as believers, not for the people of the world, but what does it mean for us as believers? So first of all, Donald Trump is going to be God's vessel to use to make the crooked way straight in America. So at this time, I want you to be encouraged that you may not agree with all the things that he does, but Donald Trump is literally a trumpet. And so as the body of Christ prays, right, as the body of Christ gets on their knees and gets into the presence of God, we're able to blow into this trumpet to sound off the alarm. And so I want you guys to understand the significance of us as believers in praying and also stewarding the words of the word, right? The word of God. And so I want you to understand that this is the season to really that God is calling us to be the light of the world. Okay. And so don't be discouraged. Don't think because Donald Trump is all over the place. God literally put him in office for us to steer him by the Holy Spirit, right? So that means that we have to be in tune with what God is saying, and we have to pray on his behalf so that he can do what is right. If we choose not to, then there will be repercussions and things won't go the way they should. So we have a huge part this year to play, these next 4 years to play in the U.S., okay? So let's get into the topic of stewardship. One of the things that I have been learning is that we have to understand that everything is God's, right? Everything that we own, our possessions, whatever we think we have ownership of, our roles, our jobs, our titles, whatever you want to call it, these things are God's gift to us, and they really belong to him. So I want you to understand that the role you play at home, as a husband, as a wife, as a friend, as a family member, right, or as a boss or as a associate, as a business owner, right, these are gifts that God has given us to steward. And why are we stewarding this, right? The reason why we are stewarding this is because God has given us the option to bring him glory with these things. And so we have to get out of the mentality of ownership and understanding that we are stewards of God's resources, okay? So as followers of Jesus, we have one goal, right? The goal is to make heaven full. God created us uniquely to share his message with the world. The Bible teaches us that we are one body with many, many members, with the Lord Jesus Christ as the head of this beautiful body. Just as we are a part of the body, the Lord has tasked each of us with a function using the different gifts we have. As Paul states, we are now called living sacrifices. Look at that. We're living sacrifices. Our mission is to please the Lord by using the gifts we have within the body of Christ. This is where stewardship, guys, comes into play. Stewardship is a gift that connects us within the body of Christ. However, if it's misused, it can lead to envy. So let's look at the definition. The definition of stewardship is responsible management of something entrusted to one's care. And that's important for us to understand. Stewardship is the responsibility or responsible management of something entrusted to one's care. So the kingdom belongs to God, right? But we are the carriers of the kingdom because we have the Holy Spirit. And we are to steward the Spirit of God in whatever we do. So if, for instance, I'm at work, I'm having a bad day, right? Someone comes up to me, they're looking for me to give them encouragement. But because I'm having a bad day, I decide to either, I have two choices. I can just say, hey, I don't really want to talk right now. Or I could say, hey, I'm going to pray for you, even though I'm not feeling well, right? Like God is using you in that place to steward. And a lot of people, I used to think this, I was like, Lord, why am I not doing things in the church, or why am I not? And then as I grew in my walk with him, I realized that God says he wants me to go outside the church and he wants me to implement, right, little pieces of him throughout the earth. So your goal is to make heaven full. And how do you do that? By stewarding the resources that God has given you. So listen, how do we know what is the thing? We got to understand what heaven's resources are, right? We got to understand the Father's business, right? And so the Father's business, number one, is to make heaven full. But how do we do that? By understanding heaven's resources. So what are heaven's resources? I'm glad you asked that. And how can we steward the Father's business? Heaven's resources consist of both physical and spiritual gifts that the Lord provides us for the benefit of his kingdom. 1 Corinthians 12:4-7 provides valuable insight into the gifts of the Spirit. Look at this. There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them. There are different kinds of working, but in all of them and in everyone is the same God at work. So God is at work at all of the things that we do, all the different gifts. You may have a different gift, right? You have a gift to paint, to draw, to speak, right? To give eye contact, to body language, right? Or just to be a persuasive or persevere or dream or create. Those are gifts from the Lord. But now we're identifying that, right? But God has made them for us to distribute into the earth. So listen to this. So the same God is at work in all these gifts, right? Now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. So that means that God is looking for us to utilize these gifts for his glory, right? Because he's the only one that's good. The purpose of these gifts is to foster relationships with the Lord. So number one, to connect with God, and it's to fill heaven with people, right? Right. We are supposed to use these resources to motivate, to inspire others to know about the Lord. Right. And Galatians talks about how we are called to embody the fruits of the Spirit while stewarding these gifts. Right. So Galatians 5:22 states, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. So within these gifts, right, God gives you a gift. You are supposed to steward this gift within the fruit of the Spirit with love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, right? These are the things that you're supposed to monitor. This is how you monitor your gifts, right? You're good at speaking. How do you do it out of love? How do you do it with joy? How do you do it in peace, right? How do you show God in this gift, right? So this is how we do it. So the Holy Spirit is the one that we partner with to apply these spiritual gifts, right? So the Holy Spirit allows us and reminds us what the fruits of the Spirit are, right? So that's how we walk right and we utilize these gifts for the Father's business. Okay. Does that make sense? You're literally whatever you're talented at, whatever God has blessed you with, pray today, ask God, Lord, let me use this for your business. Let me use this for the kingdom and show me within the fruits of the Spirit, how I can demonstrate this to people so that they can see you. Cause it all, listen, it all, the glory belongs to him. It doesn't belong to us. We're not putting our names outside of a building. We're putting Jesus. We're exalting Jesus in everything we do, right? And we're doing it because God has first of all, he first loved us, right? He died for us. So we're literally giving ourselves away. God is filling us up with these resources from heaven. He's identifying, he's helping us identify what he has given us so that we can be fruitful in the Father's business. So you have to understand that nothing is yours. It's always his, right? And it's crucial that you spend time with God and hear his heart and hear his mind so that it's easy for you to focus in on what he's calling you to do. And a lot of people, you hear this all the time, they say, well, my heart is leading me this. I just want to share this. This is why it's not good to get caught up in your heart, but get caught up in God's spirit. So it's easy for us to get caught up in our work and we can drift away from the Father's business. So just think, you're doing really well. Things are happening. And it's easy for you to get caught up in your possessions and not get caught up in doing God's work, right? Because you think because you have what you have, that this is a blessing, this is from your hard work. No, it's from your obedience to the Lord. Anything that you have, even if it's nothing, even if you have something, it belongs to the Lord. So I want to clarify that it's not yours. When God says, hey, it's time for you to give this up, or it's time for you to replace this, or it's time for you to give it away, you have to be obedient. And that's where the fruits of the Spirit come in. Love, joy, peace, right? Forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. A lot of people don't use self-control, but we'll get on that. But let's look at the heart. So we're talking about the heart. So today it's easy to be inspired by our hearts, to connect with inspiration with the Father's word. However, listen, look, guys, the enemy brings confusion to our stewardship. Jeremiah 17:9-10 says, the heart is more deceitful than anything else and morally sick. Who can fathom it? The Bible says, I, Adonai, search the heart. I test the inner motivations in order to give everyone what his actions and conduct deserve. So God is saying, your heart is deceitful. He knows your heart, right? He knows our motivations. But he's going to test us in this by the trials and tribulations we go through with our possessions or with our jobs or with our roles. And when we go through that, God basically tests us, right? And while we're going through this test, the Holy Spirit is speaking for us to utilize the fruit of the Spirit, right? We have to listen to that. And that's why it's important, because the enemy comes up and he comes to, you know, kill, steal, and destroy. So he's trying to destroy what God has given you, what resources that God has given you, and help you focus on the resources instead of the giver, right? And so we have to rethink everything, and we have to focus on who gave the gift, right? Why do I use this gift? What is this gift for? It's for me to steward. It's for me to steward for God's will. And so I want to ask you today, what are you stewarding well? What are you doing well, right? I want you to write that down. And I want you to think about what you're not doing well. What are you not stewarding well? Are you spending time with the Lord to get direction? Or are you going out, stepping out on your own, thinking, hey, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And you haven't asked God, how can I steward this? It's okay to have ideas, right? I hear a lot of people, they have so many ideas. They're very inspired. I mean, it's very easy to get inspired today because there's so many things on TV. There's so many things on the internet, but you have to be connected to God, right? Don't connect to the internet. Reconnect with God and reconnect with the mission. And the mission is to make heaven full. The mission is to engage with God daily, right? Open your heart to him, right? And return to him. And as he shares his heart with us, enabling us to steward heaven's resources, then we're able to go out and steward well. And so I want to challenge you, what are you in this for? Are you in this for yourself? Because I just want to be brutally honest. There is nothing that we can keep on this earth. There's nothing that we can take with us. There is something that God left us, right? His spirit. And by his spirit, we receive eternal life. And so I want you to understand that the only thing that is real and true is that we will see God. He will judge us. He will conduct an observation on us. He will look at our actions and he will look at our hearts, and he's going to examine that, and he's going to ask us, what did you do with what you had? So my question is, if you're gifted in some area, what are you doing for the Lord with that gift? Are you just looking at it? Are you just using it for your own gratification? Or are you using this to glorify the Lord? And so the question is the Holy Spirit leading you with this gift, right? Do you see the fruits of the Spirit in this gift? Are you utilizing this for the Father's business? Are you partnering with the Holy Spirit in what you're getting ideas, right? Are you really submitting your ideas to the Holy Spirit? Or are you just going about it the way you want to go about it? So my thing is, and I learned this over time, sometimes we get an idea. Sometimes the Lord speaks to us and we know it's him, but it's not the time to measure the idea. It's not the time to go out and use the idea, right? It's time to consecrate yourself, get into the presence of God, and learn more about what he's saying. Listen, you have to learn more about what he's saying, because when you have a gift and God has given all of us gifts, the enemy is going to come to try to distract you from utilizing that gift for the kingdom. So you have to be prepared and be in warfare to know that, hey, I might have a word from the Lord, but after I get this word, the devil is going to try to remove this word from me, discourage me, or even make me feel like I didn't hear from the Lord so that I will go astray. And so I want to encourage you today, Lord, if they have a gift right now, Lord, I ask that you bless that gift. Lord, I ask for the Holy Spirit to come where they are right now. And Lord, I ask, Father, that you would educate them on that gift. Lord, that you would educate their mind, that you would let them walk. The Bible says, let this mind be in you that is also in Christ Jesus. Let their minds, Lord God, be in you that is also in Christ Jesus. Lord, let us not forget your benefits. Let us not get caught up in the world. Let us not get caught up in the things of this world. But Lord, let us utilize the resources that we have, Lord, to make heaven full, to really look at the commission, the great commission, Lord God, to preach the gospel to all generations, Lord. Lord, I ask, Lord, that you would activate that gift, whatever that gift is, and they don't know that they have, that you would speak to them daily, Lord, that you would encourage them daily through the Holy Spirit, Lord, that they would walk upright before you, that they would allow their hearts to be open, Lord God. And Lord, if there's any unclean heart, if there's any unclean mind, Lord, I ask, Holy Spirit, that you would come right now, Lord God, and clean up their place, clean up their house, clean up their room in their mind, Lord God, clean up their situation, Lord, get them free, set them free right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. And I ask right now, Lord, that you would be with them, that you would guide them, that you would lead them, Lord God, to all truth, and that you would allow them to understand the fruits of the Spirit and how to partner with the gifts that you have given them for heaven's resources, Lord God, and heaven's business. Father, we thank you, we praise you, and we honor you today. And these are all blessings we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.